punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, I'm trying something just a hair different today on my allergies so you guys don't think I'm sitting here talking and whining. So maybe I can breathe through my nose, and it's going to be a good day today. Hopefully nothing goes wrong in the studio because it's just me and Officer Cornette in here. So if it goes bad, we're going to music. But anyway, everybody's headed towards Tulsa to get their awards that Paragon Communications has won. So anyway, congratulations to all those guys. I'm going to do this a little different today. First of all, I'm going to do your weather. 55 degrees, northwest wind, 17 miles an hour, wind gust up to 23, and humidity is 25%. So you know what that means? Be careful out there today because it is wildfire season right now in Oklahoma and Texas, so be careful out there. Also, yesterday I said something about our friends down south in Texas at the Eastland Fire needing help, hay, fence posts, fence wiring, anything you can do, feed, anything you can do to help out. Well, this morning at the coffee shop, I had a trucker said that he, if anybody's got anything in this area that needs to go down there, he's willing to haul it down there. So if you're interested in contacting that person, text me on our KECO Ag text line at 580-225-9697, and I will get you, I'll text you his number back. But you got to do it during the show because I don't see this text line after I leave the show. So that's awesome. Thanks, Brandon, for offering that, and hopefully we'll get somebody to take you up on that. Well, I said I was going to switch it up a little bit different today. First thing is, well, I got everybody's attention. In Hobart, April 28th, at the fairgrounds there, the Kiowa County Fairgrounds, the ODAFF has set dates for the next two unwanted pesticide disposal collections. So Hobart, April 28th, there will be no fee for the first 2,000 pounds of pesticides brought into the collections. Please contact Charles Looper if you got any questions. He's the Extension Associate for the Pesticide Safety Education Program at the Noble Research Center at Stillwater at the Oklahoma State University. 405-744-5808. And if you got some chemicals you need to get rid of, they'll be in Hobart April 28th from 8 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock. But if you're really smart and you had over 2,000 pounds, you'd bring 2,000 pounds in and then have your wife come in an hour later with another 2,000 pounds. Greg, don't get mad at me because I said that. Anyway, or you can contact Greg Hartman at Beckham County OSU or any of your OSU extension offices. They got this schedule, and so if you need to get rid of that, get done. Well, I got some numbers from the OIE last week from what some of the grands and the reserve grands brought. I'm just going to do this. There's just too many kids to mention on what their animals brought. But the grand steer at the OIE brought $102,000. Paul, could you use that?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for a steer. But anyway, who was it? I got her name. Where's it at? Oh, Sadie Wynn of Newcastle 4-H. She was the one that got $102,000. And one of our Jimmy Harrell from out here at the Bank of Western Oklahoma was one of the buyers in that, along with Bob Funk and the Express Ranches. They participated in that pot, so that was pretty good. The Reserve Grand Champion Steer was shown by Lade Turner of Amber Pocasa 4-H. His steer brought 51,000. I'll take that too. And anyway, so they got 51,000 for reserve. And then the grand champion bear was shown and owned by Cade Ree of the Hydro Eakley FFA. Kay, a senior at Hydro Eakley, and he plans on attending OSU. It was a great deal, $52,500. And there we go. And then come down here to the Grand Bear, the Reserve Grand Bear, there we go, was owned by Landon Leathers of the Ratton 4-H, and his bear brought $15,000. And then, oh, here, looky here, here's local. It was a double day of memory said there by Sade Allen of Canute 4-H. She showed the grand champion market lamb and the grand champion market goat. Her lamb was purchased $15,000, and her goat was also purchased for $15,000 by McDonald's of Oklahoma and Bank of Western Oklahoma out here. So anyway, Jimmy was up there. He was pretty busy. The reserve grand champion market lamb was shown by Micah Elliott of Kingfisher FFA and sold for $10,000. And the reserve grand champion market goat was shown by Jay Sparks of the Hartsthorn 4-H and sold for $10,000 too. So anyway, congratulations to them and all the kids that participated in the OYE, because there's numerous kids from around our listening area that did really good. And here's Big Boy Country down in Houston. Last Friday night, a Charley steer at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo sold for $1 million. How about that, Mr. Paul? The crossbred steer was named Vanilla Ice, obvious reason. It looks like a Charley, but it's not. But $1 million, and that set the record. The previous record was $625,000, and that was set in 2019. And here's another thing. The reserve grand champion steer shown by Tristan Himes of Sterling City, Texas, was purchased for $675,000. And that beat the prize of the previous record for the grand champion. So anyway, wow, lots of money being thrown out there at these stock shows nowadays, which is great for the kids. I mean, that's guaranteed college tuition or help buy your own ranch. And so anyway, congratulations to all you kids in Texas and Oklahoma that show stock, that are in 4-H and FFA. You guys do a great job, and you like it in the outdoors. Our kids that are hunting right now, you're our future hunters, and these kids here are our future farmers and ranchers, or they'll be in the agriculture somewhere. I'd stay in there for $1 million. So anyway, there we got that out of the way. So anyway, Mr. Paul Cornett, who is a special agent for the Department of Agriculture in Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. I had that backwards, but anyway,
that's right.
He's in here with me. He was in here about 6 months ago. He was one of the first people I had come on the show. And he's in here to talk, and we're going to see what's been going on with him since he was last in here. And we're going to talk security, because times are tough. Inflation's up. You can't even come to work for less than $15 a day anymore. So, of course, human nature is the thieving picks up. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And later on in the show, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And shortly after that, I'll have the grain report. So you guys usually hear me talk about first, but kids come first. And I wanted to talk about the champions at OYE and mention the one in Houston. $1 million. That's a lot of money. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Is being an agent for Farm Bureau Insurance similar to farming in a sense?
Oh, very much so. You know, I think you've heard me say all the time, I'm available anytime. And I think in the farming world, you're available anytime. You know, you work long hours. You don't ever know what you're going to be doing the next day. You may wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to go plow, and someone calls and says, hey, your cows are out. And insurance is that way a lot. You know, I may come to the office and think, well, today I've got to get this done, and a storm hits the night before and your gears change and you're taking care of your customers. Farm work is hard. You know, people talk about, you know, farming and crops and things like that. That's a gamble. You know, we do crop insurance here, and I try to help secure their assets on that part of it. So that's just another phase of what we do to try to help our farming community. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Red Angus offers superior marbling. One of the top breeds for marbling, yes.
If a steak has marbling, it means what?
It's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
That's where the flavor comes. That's right. Where the tenderness comes, right?
Yes. Good steak. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
That was my autopsy. So, 56 degrees, winds are still out of the northwest at 17 miles an hour, wind gusts up to 22. And the wind needs to calm down so I can get in the mood. I got 3,500 onion plants in. I'm ready to go plant them.
Wow. Yeah.
But I'm going to do it when it's nice. Anyway, I have a correction on a name. I'm sorry. You know, my wife was a school teacher, so she sent me this correction. Say her name with any E sound on the end, like Jimmy and Sandy. Sadie Allen. Let's go with that, all right? And if that's not right this time, somebody can just call me on the line. No, I'm not taking the live calls anyway. I got it right. But anyway, she was a young lady from Canute, 4-H, that had grand champion goat and grand champion weather. So anyway, congratulations to all of them. Looked like Canute kicked some butt up there. So, well, in the studio with me today is special agent from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. I always wanted to call you a ranger, but you like the special agent, Paul Cornett. Anyway, if you're watching this live on Facebook or on our website, KECOFM.com, you can see he's got his badge on. He's got his hat on. I'm telling you, he's got his gun on, too. So don't come in the studio today to mess with me. So, oh, yeah, I got mine on, too.
You got your bodyguard.
Yeah, I got my bodyguard because he is a big guy. But anyway, welcome back to the show, Paul.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
And you guys have been busy.
We have been busy.
So there been anything exciting since the last time you came in that it happened?
Oh, across the state, we've been working on equipment thefts pretty heavy, especially our guy in the northeast part of the state. He's they've recovered close to $5 million worth of stolen farm and construction type equipment. So a big percentage of that would be farm equipment, tractors, skid steers, these
Rangers
guys.
Rangers and stuff.
Yeah,
like
side
that.
By sides. These guys that are stealing that, they don't know, they don't care if it's construction or farm equipment. So, I mean, if they're
anything
just.
Anything to bring it down.
Anybody, yep. And it's. You know, a lot of that is we see it going across state lines, like a lot of that in the Northeast. It was Kansas and Missouri and back and forth. And they do that a lot of times. They do that around here, going into Texas and thinking that it's going to be harder to get tracked. In a lot of ways, it is, and it used to be a lot more. But the officers are better now about communicating across even county lines or state lines. And we catch a lot more than we used to because we've learned to communicate, which we all should know. That's what we always should do is communicate. But
Does most of them give themselves up on social media when they try to sell stuff?
We've been known to catch a few that way, yes.
Yeah, because I see some stuff selling on social media, like on Facebook, on their marketing deal. Like, how can he sell it that cheap? Well, you know, I'm not accusing them of stealing, but something's up.
Well, we recover a lot. I always recommend you buy something from somebody you know, because if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Yeah, yes. Yeah, nobody gives that stuff away.
Well, you talk about those $5 million worth of equipment you guys recovered from up in northeastern Oklahoma around Tulsa. Is there any wild case that just sticks out in your mind that you can talk about?
On the equipment theft, I've not been involved with that one. Right. But we have, we've been getting a lot more recently. Dewey County's had a couple thefts. Barns getting broke into side by side. Joe Ferris from up at Dewey County had called me about a couple guys, and I contacted them, and they've, just while all of us are out working trying to make a living, some of those people are just driving around looking for something to steal.
Easy way to make a living.
It is. It is.
Yeah, you know, I was telling you about the one that just got stolen out there by where my heifers are.
Right.
And, when he called me, he said, man, what's crazy is they didn't use the gates. And anyway, I was sure about that because there wasn't no cut gates.
Right.
And then he said that when they went back and looked, that they had taken a link out of the chain and wired it back behind the post where you wouldn't be looking for it.
Right.
And that's how they got it, to make it look like nobody had been in there. And you was telling me something interesting, if you want to share about what you've seen.
Had worked a cattle theft, and we ended up catching the guy and putting him in prison. But the rancher had called me, and he said, I got cattle missing. There's tire tracks in here. But I just put the lock on the gate last week. I'm the only one with a key. And, you know, normally they say that. And, my hired hand's got it. But he was the only one with a key. And we get to looking around, and the landowner's actually the one that found it on the back of the post where the chain was wrapped. They'd cut the link out of the chain and then taken a little, like a climbing carabiner that's similar, kind of looks like a
chain link,
and they painted it kind of a rusty brown, and then they just hooked that in the chain, and I knew it had been altered, and you had a hard time telling it. And I knew the guy. I grew up with the guy that actually stole the cattle. I mean, it was. I said, I got to arrest you, but I got to give it to you. That was a pretty good trick with the chain link, you know. But it's,
the tire tracks were there.
Yeah, you know, and so we knew, and the tire tracks were there. Cattle were missing. We knew a theft, but we just, and they came right through the gate, and the guys just kept. He was adamant. Nobody had a key, but there's always guys that are just sitting around trying to think of ways to outsmart us.
Yeah, and as we said earlier, the inflation's gone up, fuel's gone up, everything's gone up, and, you know, some people are going to get desperate, and are they just wanting to add to their pot, but I've been telling everybody this week and last week, you know, hey, check on your stuff a little more often.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I got trailers sitting around, and most of them are in front of the house. So if they get by the dogs, then they're going to have to deal with my wife. And then if they get by my wife, then they'll have to deal with me.
Because my
wife's chased them down on the road before.
One of these
days, she's going to find out the hard way.
You might not chase them. You might catch them. That might be the bad anymore. You have to be careful with that.
You really do.
I always say that myself or all of us in law enforcement, we get paid to go butt heads with the bad guys.
You know,
we encourage you to get what information you can, but don't put yourself in a spot that's...
Yeah.
Because these guys that are stealing it for methamphetamines, and they're on drugs, and they do crazy things.
Yeah.
So just, you have to be careful anymore.
Yeah, and you don't know what... even though that might be a littler guy or a littler person that you're taking on that you could whoop when they're on drugs... A ball bat doesn't faze them.
Yeah, it's a tough situation.
You got to be careful out there. Well, there've been some fires around the state.
There have
some of them have been a little suspicious.
There's been some here in Beckham County that myself and my coworker Devin Huckabee,
right.
Devin's down at Mangum, and we've been looking into those. That's one of the things we do is investigate wildland grass fires and mostly the arson ones. You know, I mean, because. I drove down I-40 to Oklahoma City last week, and somebody was dragging a chain because, quarter of a mile, there's a burn spot or a bearing's out or something. And that's what a lot of the fires are caused by. But we do have some around Delhi and Carter that we know are suspicious. And so we encourage the people to keep their eyes open because it's...
Is there a hotline people can call?
No, just call the sheriff's office. Or you can call the Department of Agriculture, our number there. It's out of the Oklahoma City office. Yes.
Yeah. And to report that stuff. And
yes.
My wife's telling me to shut up about what she does out there. Hey, at least I got somebody listening today.
Yes.
We're going to have Paul on this segment and next segment. If you got any questions to ask him about anything, whether it's to do with cattle, equipment, fires or whatever, you're more than welcome to text into the KCO hotline on the ag deal, 225-9697, and if it's a legitimate question, I'll ask him. So get some crazy stuff out there. So have you guys caught anybody on any of the fires yet?
Not right around here. Last year I caught one out in the Panhandle in Texas County, and then we caught a couple over by Tulsa that were convicted of arson, and they went to prison for a long time.
What are them guys thinking?
The guy I got in Texas County, he'd go out and start fires when he was having a bad day. So that you can, I wanted to tell him, you better be thankful I caught you instead of one of those ranchers that you lit his pasture on fire, you know, because it's, your hospitality is kind of wears off when...
It was wore off.
Yeah, when you lose 50 mama cows in your house and replace a lot of fence.
Yeah.
You know, and this guy, we caught him.
He had four
separate fires.
Golly.
The one they burned up, he burned up several hundred bales of hay on one fire. And, I tell people it's a funny story, but it's not a funny situation. But the guy that lost the hay, he and his neighbor had been feuding for years. And this is a lesson in life. Sometimes you need to keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Because the neighbors had been feuding, and the one guy that has the hay, he gets a phone call that morning from the neighbor, and they get in an argument. And the neighbor says, fine, I'm just going to come burn all your stuff up tonight, and hangs up the phone. Well, that night, this guy that I eventually arrest goes south of Guymon driving in the middle of nowhere and randomly stops at the hay bales that the other man had threatened to burn that night and lit them on fire and burn them. So who do they think did it? The neighbor that said, I'm going to come burn all your stuff. They were about to, it was a good case too. They had him recorded. I'm going to come burn your stuff out. And the guy's like, I swear I didn't do it. Yeah, sure. You just told us you were going to. And so he was very thankful that we were able to catch the guy that actually did it. But, you know, what's the mathematical odds that those bales would get burnt, much less on any given day, much less the day that guy made the threat? It was just – so if you're mad at somebody, that's a good lesson. Just keep your mouth shut because yeah. – may come back and bite you.
Yeah, that's what my wife just said. Yeah, listen to Mr. Paul. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, we all need that lesson.
back when I was on the volunteer fire department over at Foss back in the 80s, there was some kids out having a good time just shooting off Roman candles, driving
sure.
the, you know, and setting off fire. Just,
yes.
It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt or
right.
they lose something valuable or somebody dies.
Devin and I are going back to Comanche County. If you remember there last weekend, there was a fire
yes.
down there and it killed a firefighter. So
yep.
we went down the first of the week and it was thankfully because it interrupted our investigation, but it was raining so hard we couldn't hardly get out of the truck. So
right.
it was nice to have rain, but we got to go back down tomorrow and work on that. We're working with several agencies on that.
Yeah, and prayers out to that family. I've seen some stuff they posted about her, the
yes.
firefighter that died. She wasn't much younger than me, but a lot of people thought a lot about her. It
yes.
was a bad deal.
Just out serving her community.
Yeah, that's all the volunteer fire departments do. So we got lots of stuff coming up in the next month with our local fire department's
mm-hmm.
fundraisers.
Right.
So I push.
Oh, it's they do a great job. It's I always it always works out. Firemen, they don't want to be the police, and I don't want to be a fireman, so it works out. We all have our place in life, you know. I'll take my chances with bad guys, and they tell me I'm crazy to go catch bad guys, so we all have our place in life.
Well, they, there's a, so that was in Comanche County, and then the big one was up north of there, the great big one that started a couple weeks ago. Between Snyder and Hobart,
yes,
you know,
okay,
they call that the 62 fire, I think.
Okay, I haven't been to that one.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, they've been fighting it because it's all down in them granite hills, and there's not many.
Just can't get to it.
There's not many rolls down there, and one of the guys that lives down there was talking about, you know, trying to get the Governor Stitt to let the Department of Agriculture come in there and use the planes and helicopters, mm-hmm, and that stuff. And I think they was fighting one that had a lot of population involved up north of the city, and they needed that, had more priority than saving the granite rocks.
Yes, that does. That, I guess more votes or something there.
So. Yeah, you think? Yeah, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, we'll be right back after this. I got Paul Cornett, special agent for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, in here with me. And he's got a list of other stuff we're going to talk about over there. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 21st. 1,959 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 303 brought 219. 24 at 582 brought 171. 10 at 763 brought 157. 19 at 896 brought 142.50. 10 at 948 brought 139.50. 4 head of heifers at 349 brought 191. 17 at 623 brought 156.50. 21 at 715 brought 146. 71 at 820 brought 140.35. 5 at 929 brought 136. Butcher cows were 10 to 98. Butcher bulls brought 10 to 124. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
56 degrees. Humidity's down to 23. Northwest wind 17 miles an hour, gusting up to 24. Just be careful out there. We don't have any red flag watches, fire watches, red flag warnings, or anything going out down there. But we got a northwest wind. Yes, we just did get a rain, but it didn't take but about 8 hours for that rain to soak in because it's been so long since we had a rain. But be careful out there. Check your change, as Paul said a while ago. That's what started the Potter Fire, we're calling it, out here west of Elk on I-40, chain dragging along through there. And it got close to destroying the whole trailer park. I mean, you can go out there, and that fire was close.
Yeah.
But luckily, we got good fire departments around here, and they got on it. And so I got to read you guys something real quick, because Paul knows Jerry Nine.
I do.
And so anyway, our new Penny News is out this morning, so go get your fresh copy, because it's good. But Jerry Nine, He always has to tell a joke. I kind of like this one. He said, a vacuum cleaner guy came by my house yesterday. He came into the house and poured a bucket of dog poop on the rug and said, if this vacuum cleaner doesn't get every bit of poop out of that rug in the next 15 minutes, I will personally eat what is left on the rug. And the guy says, okay, but I guess I should have told you earlier that we don't have any electricity. Mr. Nine from the Woodward Livestock Auction. He's always got something funny to say in the penny news. But anyway, there's bull sales still going on. Talked to Lori White a while ago, or a messenger on Messenger, and their sale yesterday went great. And she's right now, prayer sent out for her for best wishes for, she's getting ready to go into surgery, but the bull sales went good. The heifer sale went good. They had a good sale. You know Benji and Lori?
Yeah,
I figure you did know them. And anyway, their sale went good. So congratulations to you guys up there. All of our bull sales in our listening area have gone very well on the Texas and the Oklahoma side. So congratulations, Benji and Lori. Well, back to you. If you're just joining us, Special Agent Paul Cornett from the Department of Agriculture for the state of Oklahoma. See how I threw
good
that
job
in there real quick. He's in here, and we're just talking about, you know, it's not always good when we're talking about fires that are set and cattle being stolen, equipment being stolen, but it's a way of life, and we got to watch out for it, so we got to be careful with everything. And I know I got some redneck buddies in my listening area that, I don't know what I'll do if I catch them. I'm the same way, but just keep your head on straight. Don't do anything stupid, because nowadays the law is working on both sides to protect the innocent and the guilty. So
yes,
you got to be careful what you're doing. Well, you were talking about some hay bales being stolen during the break.
Yes, we've had a couple months ago in Ellis County, I was contacted by a couple landowners, and we ended up working with the sheriff's office, and then Ben Eggleston is a ranger with the Texas Southwest Cattle Raisers. He lives over at Higgins, Texas.
Higgins. I said, we was talking about him this morning.
Okay.
I said, Mobedi, it's Higgins.
It's Higgins,
I knew it.
Yeah,
Higgins.
The state line is in his backyard. He can
go both ways.
Yes. So, and he's actually commissioned in Oklahoma and Texas.
Right.
So, but we worked and worked with the sheriff's office. We ended up, a guy probably, he confessed to stealing about 100 hay bales in the last 2 years. So
that's a lot of hay.
That's a lot of hay.
That's at least three semi-loads.
That's a pretty good, yes.
And what do you, one or two at a time?
Yeah, it's still a pending case. I can't go into a lot of details.
Okay.
But, yeah, just all of a sudden people are realizing,
hey,
I think I'm missing some hay.
Hey, I'm missing some
exactly,
hay.
Exactly, yes. And so Ben, there's two particular places where he was hitting quite a bit, and I was sitting on one, and Ben on another, hid back a distance watching, and the landowners knew we were watching because he went down there and loaded up two bales and started out, and Ben had him stopped at the gate, wanted to know who he was. So I told him, I said, well, you know we're watching, because when you came out of there with your hay, we stopped you to roust you to see what you were doing hauling hay out of there.
Right.
So, but it's you know, it's a hard case to make.
Oh,
I mean, it's just,
you guys had to add some patience.
Yeah, you just sit back and listen to the radio, and you know, you can see that northern Ellis County, you can see a long ways, and just watch for pickups to move. But it's always fun to catch somebody. You know, like I say, I mean, an individual bale of hay is not going to break the bank, but that's not the point. They're stealing it from you, and we're going to do our best to try to catch them, because if, you know, $50, $60 bale or whatever type of hay it is.
Yeah, but that's my hay.
That's your hay. And if you want to give it away, that's your business. But
right,
we don't like a thief, whether it's a load of cattle or a bale of hay. It's yours.
Well, and, you know, as I said when we was talking during the break, that probably 9 out of 10 farmers, if you need a bale of hay.
Sure.
They'd probably give it
very,
to you.
Very, very generous people.
You know, or if you need a trailer load, they'd probably work it out with you. Hey, help me fix some fence, mm-hmm, or something like that. But I don't know who this is, but they said, Paul is a good man and a good officer. Attaboy to him.
So, well, thank you.
Yeah, and there's they will. They give you shirt off the back if you ask them, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the bad thing about it. But, and it sounded like this guy was not, I'm like I said, you're not going to get any details, but just from what you've said, he was local and he had cattle.
Yeah, he just was right there, and he thought it was a lot more profitable if he just went and stole it instead of buying it, I guess.
See, like me, I got a neighbor to the south of me. It's on my way to feed my cattle, and he's the one that hooked me up with this job. I usually go in there and just steal one to see if he notices.
You're right, keep him on guard.
3 years later, he still had
it. Yeah, that's right. One of these days.
Yeah, one of these days, he'll catch me, and I'll say, here, I kept track. This is what I owe you.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm working another deal. The guy's been stealing. We haven't figured out who he is yet, but he's hit 5 or 6 different stacks of hay. And he's smart enough, whoever he or she is, just getting 1 or 2 from. You know, you can go any given spot 10 miles in any direction. You could steal a couple bales every week and go to a different stack every, you know, never go back to the same spot. Yeah. So
just keep a rotation going.
Yeah. So just, you know, I really encourage people to, you know, we get busy and you just grab a bale and you go, but just try to watch. And if you think that you're something's disappearing, try to put up some cameras and that helps us a bunch, you know, and it's and report it to us or the sheriff's office. And
well, that was what I was telling my neighbor over here that got his side-by-side stole the other day. Mm-hmm. I said, those cell phone cameras, yeah, they're $200-$300.
Sure.
But you can write it off your taxes as security. And the thing about it is, even if they steal that camera, not a game camera, I'm talking about a cell phone camera, it's already been sent to your phone, even though it's not downloaded.
Yes.
They can steal them all you want. And like the ones I got, they got to go do something else to them because I can track those cameras right to their house.
That makes it nice.
Even with it turned off and the batteries taken out. So there's always – and then we got this redneck listener that I got just texting in, all thieves need the death penalty, see? He thinks like me. But anyway, that's our guy from Hell's Corner. You know where Hell's Corner is?
I do not.
Well, it's – somewhere down there in very far southwest Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
And he told me one time, let's see if it's still on here. It's been cleared off of there. It's way down south there. Anyway, I guess it's what they call their ranch. It's Hell's Corner.
Okay.
And, he said it's their ranch headquarters, but it's down there in God's country.
Okay.
The only things down there is him and rattlesnakes, so... But anyway, we're talking about some cattle before the show started being shot and stuff.
Yeah, we get a lot of calls on, you know, people will call and say, hey, our cattle have been shot. And it's sometimes they are shot, sometimes they're not. You know, most of the time, I mean, I was a game warden before this, and now this, doing this job, most of the time an animal's been shot, especially when it starts to swell, you're going to find, you know, that fluid is going to be coming out of there somewhere. And, you know, that's most of them that we get the calls that they have been shot or not. I had several up around Visai 2 years ago. They were adamant they were shot. They were like 4 to 5 weight calves, and there's just no bullet holes. And so I said, did you vaccinate your calves? Well, no. Well, they took them to the vet, and they died of blackleg. Yes. So, you know, it's we work that just like a murdered, you know, human crime scene.
Right.
I mean, you go in, you look for evidence. And I had one back in the fall, and I tracked down who it was, and it ended up being the grandson of the lady who reported it. So she just said, never mind. She just didn't, you know, it was just a family thing. And she's like, I appreciate you tracking it down. I didn't know it was going to be him. So he was just being stupid and shot one of her cows. So,
I wonder what she did to him.
I don't know. That she might. He might rather have dealt with me instead of grandma. I don't know.
Yeah, because my grandma and even my mom, they wasn't scared to pick up a stick in your butt.
Yes.
But they, because I was telling you about the heifer that I got shot down there last winter. Just getting ready to calve, actually. She was 8-9 months, and I pulled up to the gate. She's laying out there all 4 straight out, and I'm just like, what? And I get out there, and she wasn't trying to calve, and she was already bloated, and she bloated overnight because it was a warm night, and I don't know, just I was like, what the heck? And so when I hooked a chain around her to pick her up with my Dewey's bed, she rolled over, fluid ran out.
Yes.
Because it was just shot with probably a soft nose or something on one side, and the bullet didn't go all the way through it.
Right.
And then a neighbor down the road, about a mile, had one dead.
Okay.
And 2 miles to the south of me, had a neighbor had one shot. So somebody that evening just went around, just being stupid, and shot some.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's some teenager, early 20s, out
got these
drinking
new,
beer and being stupid. Yeah,
got these new night vision. Hey, let's see, it looks like a deer. No, it's not. Well, we'll shoot it.
It's close enough.
Yeah,
yes.
Close enough. But anyway, what do you, got any pointers and stuff for our farmers and ranchers and landowners out there to be looking for?
Well, I mean, just like on those cattle, I mean, if you suspect, I'm not a veterinarian, I'm an investigator. So if you're having cattle die, that's something you need to get your vet on. Or, I mean, I've had guys haul them over to OSU to the vet school and determine what it is. I mean, and if there's an obvious bullet hole, yeah, I don't need a vet to tell me that. You know, that's what it died. But that, you know, we need to try to get them to a vet, get them checked, because you may have something that's killing your cattle that's not crime related at all. That's something, you know, you need to know.
You need to know.
Yes, yes.
And not blame it on the neighbor.
Right. Right.
Threatened to burn his stuff down.
Yes.
That's an awesome story. They ought to do a movie on that.
Yeah, that was
like
pretty
Hat
interesting.
Boys and Hat Flills and McCoys.
Yes, yes. We recently got a conviction on a man that, he likes to buy cattle and not pay for them. And I'm not able to give a name, but it's been a, had several victims, but we were able to get a conviction in Woodward County on that. And so that was... He was ordered to repay the money, and then he got a conviction as well, and a 5-year probation. So if he gets any trouble between now and then, so
he's in trouble. He'll be in deep trouble.
Yeah, my dad always said, you don't mind getting out traded, but you don't like to be cheated.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a difference, you know.
A lot of difference.
If a guy's good enough businessman and he buys my cows too cheap, well, that's my fault. But don't steal my cattle.
Yeah. So he was. What was he doing? Just going buying cattle and paying.
Just making an agreement. And hey, I'll go take these and sell them, and then we'll split the money, or we'll give you some money, and then they just never hear from him again. So
didn't work out too good for him.
No, not this time anyway.
Yeah. Well, so. There's a handshake used to go a long ways, but not anymore.
No.
And, I mean, we still do some handshaking, but. Yeah, because there's a lot of people going around buying cattle for people up north right now, because they're trying to replace some of the cattle they culled for the last 3 or 4 years, that drought they've been in on up there. So you got to be careful, because it's your livelihood.
I mean, this guy, I know of victims in 3 or 4 states that he's done that to, and it's just people get tired of that.
Yeah,
now, so
they get really tired. So is our judicial system, is it helping with these people that are being caught, or getting slapped on the hands?
Well, you know, I mean,
without getting anybody
bad mouthed. We all wish they would get prosecuted more than they do. I mean, the problem is with agriculture, or like James being a game warden. I mean, you get ready to send somebody to prison, and then they get in prison, and then the guy on the parole board is like, do I want to keep this cattle thief in jail, or do I want to release the child molester? You know, and by that, I mean, it's our livelihood, but compared a lot of the times to the court system or the prisons and parole, our guys or agriculture people are the ones that get, released quicker. And I understand that.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, but it hurts to work hard, and then
that's all,
you know, nothing happens. But I think it's, I mean, when I started this job 2011, I mean, I would have several cattle thefts a month, legitimate cattle thefts to go work. Now I got one last week in Woods County that I'm working, but our cattle thefts are way, way down. And we've caught a lot of people that are stealing cattle, and we've put people in prison. And I think they know they're better off to go steal a TV or a trailer somewhere, or you know, but you steal cattle, I mean, we have a very good recovery rate, about 40% on legitimate cattle thefts. We track them down and most of the time get charges filed. So you're never going to do away with it, but you know, brand your cattle And
ear tag them, notch them. I mean, right. You cut the ear tags out, but sometime between.
But that leaves a hole, which that hole may be evidence. I mean, yeah, we can do DNA testing on, you know, if calves get stolen and missing, and I recover some or locate some that are suspicious, I can pull hair out of those calves out of the tail and then come out to your place and pull it out of the bull or the cow or whatever, and we send it to a lab in Nebraska. And
DNA match.
And it's, just like on on TV, but it's for cattle instead of people.
Technology is helping the cattlemen right now.
I always say I don't understand how the DNA works. That's way above my pay grade, but I'm glad it does, and it's very effective.
Well, hang tight with me there, Mr. Paul Cornett with the Department of Agriculture. He's a special agent here in Oklahoma. See how I mixed that up?
You did.
Anyway, we'll be right back. I got the Hober Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up, and we'll talk just a few more minutes with Paul, and I'll do the grain market, and we'll go from there. So we'll talk to you about branding, ear tagging, the whole top, and then it is time to start working some calves, so we're going to go Let's Go Brandon. So anyway, and that's B-R-A-N-D-I-N-G. So anyway, be right back after this.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks, see their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, we might or might not get to the grain report, but we are going to do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, because Paul, we was talking during the break, and we were talking about Satan and devil worshipers, and we might get to that. It might be a better story in the grain report. You can look the grain report up on your iPhone. So anyway, right now we got 58 degrees, humidity down to 19%, and the winds are getting a little stronger, north-northwest at 17 miles an hour with gusts up to 23. Today, high 66. I think we might make it. Don't know. Tonight 39, tomorrow sunny and no wind, 75 degrees. Tomorrow night 38, Saturday 72 degrees and hardly any wind. Sunday, the winds come up out of the south a little bit, not too bad, 7 to 16 miles an hour, 82 degrees. But Monday, look out, south winds, gusty, 14 to 22 with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And it's going to be 87 degrees. So, man, just we go from one extreme to the other. But anyway, but be careful out there today, guys. The humidity's dropping, and don't get crazy with any fireworks out there. Well, we got about 4 minutes left.
Okay.
And before we went to break, was talking about branding's probably the best way, right?
It is. I mean, that's by state statute, that's a proof of ownership, like a serial number on your gun or a VIN number on your vehicle.
Okay. And then ear tag, and it keeps honest thieves honest, probably.
It does.
And it kind of like locks. Locks are just keeping thieves honest, the ones that want to be honest. But if anybody wants in there, they're going to get into your place.
Yeah, a lot of times we've found, you know, at the cattle theft scene, and there'll be ear tags laying on the ground where they've cut them off, you know.
Right. So, yeah, it's just one thing. And then, like, Gary that got the cattle there by my house, he ear notches them, you know. And so he's got that, and he's got the ear tags. And but, you know, you put all those ear notching, branding, and everything together, because nowadays with the cattle market going up like it is, especially on the smaller ones that usually get stolen anyway, they're pretty valuable right now.
Yes.
900 to 1200.
Cattle business is real, real profitable when you don't have any investment. If you just go steal them, the profit's real good.
You don't have to buy any heifer.
No.
Oh, I got a, I'll save that question for tomorrow. I got a question, but I'll let you guys think about this question and you can answer it tomorrow. So, if your heifer has a calf, it's called a first calf heifer. Paul, you might be able to help me this because you know cattle. But if your second calf heifer or three-year-old cow, whichever you want to call her, has a set of twins, is that called a third calf heifer?
I'm going to sit here and keep my mouth shut like we talked about a while ago.
Anyway, a lady texts in and wants to know, can you ask him if they've made any headway on the fire that was 4.5 miles east of Custer City a few weeks ago? Are you investigating that one?
Yeah, Dev and I have been looking at that one. And so, yeah, we're
they're looking into it.
Yes. Yep.
All right. You're devil worshiper.
Okay.
He's a game warden. Tell
us
the story.
Yeah, I started as a game warden in 1994 in Caddo County, and it was happening then. You'd get a call, and somebody would find one of their cattle dead, a cow, calf, whatever. And they said, man, it's been a satanic worshiper mutilation. You know, the eyes are gone and the udder's gone. And we've never, to the best of my knowledge, proven or convicted or even fully suspected that. It's these, the possums and coons and crows, and it'll... I've seen with the possums and the raccoons, when they're biting and chewing on that, it looked like you took a sharp knife and just
cut it.
I mean, and it's, and I agree, it looks odd, but I've been to them, and it's like in sand field, and there's only
tracks.
Yeah, predator tracks all around, and no human, and it looks like somebody took a knife. But I had a call last week of some, and a guy suspected one in Beckham County, and you know, I can't say one won't happen tomorrow, but we've never got where people are out.
Yeah, now, I know of one cult we had out here, and it was called the Redneck Cult of Beckham County. And usually what you found was a fire, where somebody had a fire going, campfire going, bunch of crews like kids around.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those. That's a pretty active cult.
it's probably not going to go any.
No, they're
going to keep on going. I can't remember the name of it. They, back when I was going to high school, there was the actual name for that cult.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they called themselves a cult, but it was Baby Miller's and Real Coors Beer. But anyway, Special Agent Paul Cornett, Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, thank you so much for coming by.
You're very welcome.
And be safe out there, and good luck with your investigations.
Thanks. I encourage people to keep their eyes open and call us if you see anything we need to know about.
Yep, because you guys and the special agents from Texas Southwest. I always want to say Southwest.
First. That's all right.
It's Texas Southwest. Ben, those guys out there, because I get that email every day. And there's a lot of things going on.
Oh, yeah. We're all busy every day.
You're busy. So, anyway, thanks again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO. And God bless.